Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom. A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
I'm really going to do something with these 3 months.
Like what?
I'm going to read a book from beginning to end, in that order. This is going to be my time. Time to taste the fruits and let the juices drip down my chin. I proclaim this the summer of joy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I need you all of you, to address racial equity. Please. I dare you all to come to my district.
Now it was serious. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
Come and smell what my neighbors smell. Breathe what they breathe.
Smell! Smell it.
Now, bah!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm not going anywhere. Someone tells me to come and smell the place until I can get some Eden Pure thunderstorms in there for a few hours. I'll tell you. 844-5, I've smelled a lot of bad things in my time, and I don't need to smell anymore. 844-500-4242. You know, a couple of days ago, we had a poll question. I think it was on Memorial Day. Is Anthony Fauci going to survive to the end of the year in his job? And I was pretty smug about it. I said, of course he is. And it was 60-40. Yes, he'll survive. I'm not sure about it now. These emails are pretty bad. And so we're going to make that. We're going to do the poll question again. I'll just give you a tease on the poll question. It's going to be the same poll question.
The official tally for Monday was 58-42.
That he would survive.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be that way today. It's very interesting. A couple of straws that indicate which way it's going. The BuzzFeed and the Washington Post FOIA'd all of his emails, and that's where all this stuff is coming from. So they could write more puff pieces about him because he is, of course, Saint Anthony. And the last title of Truman Capote's unfinished book was Answered Prayers. This is one of those things. Be careful what you wish for, because they got all these emails, and then now it's not looking so good. And one indication of how bad it looks, the Washington Post, like all newspapers now, is driven on clicks, right? So you get like hundreds and hundreds. They got over 800 pages of emails, and BuzzFeed got even more somehow. The Washington Post has not posted the emails. I think that probably tells you a lot right there. And when the email started dripping out, and BuzzFeed has posted a lot of them, Rand Paul put out a two-word tweet. Told ya. I think that tells you a lot, too. Told you. And then he said, I want to see the media spin this. Spin this. Well, let me just give you an example of how they can spin it, just because it's good for a laugh here out of the box. This is BuzzFeed. Again, the BuzzFeed, they usually do those the cutest cat kitten videos that you've ever seen. And they're the ones who printed the dodgy dossier, claiming it was U.S. intelligence. And then, of course, it was just fraudulent, made-up nonsense by Hillary Clinton's paid operatives. Now they're being sued on at least two, maybe three continents. Yes, Grace.
Howie, what you said about answered prayers, it also kind of goes into that old question or that old rule they tell lawyers, never ask a question you don't already know the answer to.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But again, here's another old journalism axiom. It was always kind of a joke, but I think these days they really live by it. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story. So this is BuzzFeed's description of these emails, which we'll get into momentarily.
The emails do give a sense of the type of communicator Fauci is. Courteous, low-key, and empathetic. He politely interacts with the office assistants who help him with his correspondence, and he sweats over the proper way to let people down.
Oh. Oh. Gosh. Can we just, don't you have to be dead for 5 years before you can be beatified or whatever the word is in the Catholic religion? Well, can we just, you know, it's like, you know, they didn't make Thurman Munson wait to go into the Hall of Fame after his plane fell out of the sky. They just put him in immediately. Let's just make Anthony Fauci a saint immediately, you know? Anyway, but this is real. This is bad. 844-500-4242. Let me just read you a couple of these things here. Let me read you something, how he talks about himself. You know, and again, I was always told that you shouldn't pat yourself on the back. It's for other people to pat you on the back, but not if you're Saint Anthony. I genuflect to no one but science, and always, always speak my mind when it comes to public health. That's his own description in one of these emails that he's sending out. Let's see. I got some more here. Okay, this is what he wrote to an Obama hack, someone who used to be someone I'd never really heard of, but it's Sylvia Burwell. She was, I guess, HHS secretary, and she asked him, "Do I need to be wearing a mask?" This is in early February of last year. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in a drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low-risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines. This was weeks before he said it to USA Today and then to 60 Minutes. I mean, this is in his private correspondence with a fellow Obama hack. He's telling him, forget the masks. It's ridiculous. So then this was an interesting one from a guy named Christian Anderson, who's a government financed scientist, apparently. He's talking about how he and his team of scientists, this guy's out in California, and he says, they're looking at the structure of the virus, and they say it generally looks like it's could have occurred in nature. However, the unusual part of the virus is that it make up a really small part of the genome. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. In other words, they came out of the lab. They look engineered. This is February 1st. So the guy continues, this scientist that he knows personally, he knows all of these scientists. I should mention that after discussions earlier today, Eddie, Bob, Mike, and myself all feel the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. In other words, none of us think it's natural. But we have to look at this much more closely, and there are still further analyses to be done, so these opinions could still change. To which Fauci responds,
a number of very qualified evolutionary biologists have said that everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that it evolved in nature and then jumped species.
No, that's not what all of them said. This was in February 1st. He got that email, to which he responds, thanks, Christian. Talk soon on the call. And so they knuckle this guy, and they got him to change his view. It's, again, it's like 1984. The Ministry of Truth is editing stuff. So this guy has totally changed his mind. So now his initial email is out. I wonder how he's feeling today. This guy, Christian, whatever his name is. Okay, so here's one that's totally redacted. This is an interesting one. This is from NIH, National Institute of Health Director Francis Collins, who I believe is now saying that it could have come out of a lab. to Fauci under the subject line, Conspiracy Gains Momentum. The email included a link to an article by Brett Baer saying on Fox News that COVID outbreak maybe started in Wuhan lab. Do you know what they did? They redacted his entire response, Fauci's entire response. I'm used to seeing redactions. Grace was saying, I always wonder what's in it. Yeah, that makes you crazy. I've been seeing this stuff for years on FBI stuff. You saw it with the Russian collusion hoax documents out of the FBI. You know the kind of stuff they redact? Remember they redacted for a long time a section of, they were discussing something in Andrew McCabe's office, the corrupt FBI director whose wife took all the money from the Clinton bundlers. You know what they were redacting? The fact that he spent $70,000 on a table. They redact stuff that embarrasses them. The hacks redact stuff that embarrass. I can only imagine what's in here. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Don't you have to have three miracles attributed to you before you become a saint? The Washington Post and the New York Times will just invent them, and then they'll win a Pulitzer Prize for discovering them. You know how that works. Come on. All right. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls on this.
Miracle of the three masks.
How about when he turned a leaf into an N95 mask by touching it? It's easy to find miracles when you're as holy as Saint Anthony. You know what I miss? A real true break, not a running away from life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut you give yourself and makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. They deliver meals to your doorstep. And it's a great, great service. And these are better meals mostly than you can cook yourself. You can cook them a lot quicker and with none of the headaches of going to the grocery store and having to deal with the remnants of the Karen brigades and all that kind of BS. You don't have to worry about that anymore with HelloFresh. And HelloFresh doesn't deliver you like takeout food, like from Uber Eats or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes because it's been frozen for 3 years.
No, it's just like you're unpacking your groceries if you were to go to the market. It's great. Everything's fresh. Everything's already portioned out so you know what you have.
Right.
And you don't. There's nothing there that you won't be using. It's totally economical.
You can get beef. You can get pork. You can get fish. And it's got. And they tell you how to make great sauces you never would have thought of. These are fresh. Whole restaurant quality meals made with pre-portioned ingredients. You can prepare them in as little as 20 minutes. Have you got any new ones lately, Taylor?
We are getting a new box today. I'm not sure what's in it. My wife does the ordering, but last week I had pork with some green salsa. It was excellent, and some rice and beans on the side. Can't beat it.
We got to order some more. I told you, my listener who's been telling me all the great stuff she and her husband have been ordering, she had steak with cherry sauce most recently, and she said it was fantastic. And she had trout before that. She's never would have tried trout. She was still, leery of it, but it turned out great. So you can get anything you want. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every stop, and they include seasoning, so you don't have to go out and buy a jar of something you're never going to use again. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whether low-cal, vegan, whatever. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Precinct 10 Restaurant in Weymouth. Precinct 10 is a secretive speakeasy restaurant featuring classic cocktails and regional menu. From New England seafood to Southern barbecue, find out what's hiding behind their wooden doors.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep delivered with filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that in as little as 20 minutes will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. And again, on Monday, Memorial Day, our poll question was, will Fauci survive? And I said yes, and so did 58% of the audience. But things have changed more than somewhat in the last 48 hours. So, Taylor, give us the poll question again.
Again, we ask, will Dr. Fauci still have a job by the end of the year?
I'm going to say no now.
59% say no. The tables have turned.
Yeah. Here's one I want to read you here. This is, you remember Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago? I think he's now going to be the ambassador to Japan, they say. And his brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, they call him Dr. Death. He's the one who wrote the story for some publication saying, after age 75, just let him die. You know, life isn't worth living after age 75. I'm sure he'll feel differently when he turns 75. He's an oncologist, meaning a cancer doctor. And he's also a bioethicist. It's kind of a weird thing to say. Go ahead and die if you're a bioethicist. But I guess, I don't know. He's a Democrat, right? So he sends Fauci an email on February 25th, 2020, noting that, quote, I'm having a hard time seeing this as serious as everyone else. Huh. How come we're just finding out about this now? So Dr. Death was a skeptic too. This is what he wrote to Fauci. Am I blind? Yes. Very transmissible, but low mortality, like flu in many ways. The elderly, those with comorbidities, and total impact is likely to be less than flu. How come we didn't know about this till now? Why wasn't Ezekiel Emanuel on CNN and MSNBC saying, I think this is a little bit of a overreaction here? But that's the way it goes. 844-500-4242-508 says, St. Fauci's greatest miracle was peeing all over the American people and convincing them about half of them that it was raining. There's something to be said for that. And 774 says, redaction is for national security only. The NIH should have nothing redacted. It should all be open information. Yeah, but again, that's not the way it is. I mean, they consider national security, meaning that they don't get embarrassed. That's what's important. Okay, here's one, February 21st, 2020. You'll note all this. This is right as it was beginning, when de Blasio and Pelosi were still saying, hey, go down to Chinatown. De Blasio was saying, hey, take the subway down to Chinatown. And then after you have a nice Lunar New Year's meal, go to a theater and just scrunch in there and go to a movie theater, or maybe a Broadway play. So here's one from a guy who worked at the Cornell Medical College. He's an associate professor of dermatology. Here's what he writes to Fauci. We think that there is a possibility that this virus was released from a lab in Wuhan, the biotech area of China. To which Fauci responds, he forwards it to a colleague. Please handle?
Sounds like there was some sort of messaging there, like they already had a form letter ready to go.
Right. What the hell is this all about? God, there's a lot of stuff here that this is bad. And again, we are just seeing the tip of the iceberg here. And if this makes Fauci look so good, if the Washington Post really thinks this is a fluffer opportunity, why don't they just post all the emails online? Think of all the hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of clicks they could get on it, but they don't seem that interested in the clicks this time. I wonder why. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's so much stuff to get through here today. I think it's one of these things that's going to take a few days for everything to sink in. But he talked about how there's no asymptomatic spread. Remember that? That's what he said in February 4th. Since then, we've been told that you have to keep wearing your mask because there can be asymptomatic spread, mm-hmm. right? Or at least that's what he said before they changed the guidelines yet again. And then he also told one, he gets one time they're talking about the stories about the spread the gain of function research going on in the Wuhan virus. And he has this deputy named Hugh Auchincloss. I don't know if this related to the new congressman from Massachusetts or not, but he tells Hugh Auchincloss, stand by, keep your cell phone on. I need to speak to you today. We have some work to do. Why was he so concerned about gain of function back in the early part of the winter of 2020, Grace?
Yeah, for something that he doesn't think is a problem or even exists, he gets very touchy about gain of function.
And then the Wuhan lab got money from this place called EcoHealth Systems. He gave money to EcoHealth Systems, Fauci did. And then they gave the money to the Wuhan lab, kind of like Hillary Clinton gave money to Perkins Coie Law Firm, which gave money to Fusion GPS, which gave money to Christopher Steele to produce the fake dossier. It's called cutouts, right? And so the head of EcoHealth Systems writes, Dr. Fauci says, thanks so much for defending us.
And this is very early on, like way, way back before anyone really knew, I mean, as far as we know, that before anyone really knew whether or not it was a lab leak or whether it was from a market. And he came right out and defended them. And in that same time, he's getting emails from other experts where they're saying, listen, we looked at this thing and some of the sequences in the virus have to be man-made.
Multiple experts.
Exactly.
781 says, missed the opening. Where are you reading about these emails? Source. Well, they're all over the place now. Apparently, BuzzFeed and the Washington Post FOIA'd them, Freedom of Information Act request, for the Fauci emails. So they have them from January to June of 2020 right now. And apparently, they're so good. Well, we know they're so good because the Washington Post has refused to post them. They just wrote a puff piece. And we know how accurate Washington Post stories are. I don't have to read you the laundry list, do I?
I mean, when do you ever decide, oh, well, we have the real thing, but let's do a summary and that should do mm-hmm. it. Like I said, it goes beyond burying the lead. They don't even
right.
They don't even want this stuff.
It's all about clicks for news, you know, for us here at the radio shows. And for newspapers, you know, no one's buying a newspaper out on the street. There is no more display advertising. You get all your money from clicks.
Yeah.
So if this stuff was really, really that great, wouldn't they be posting it online?
You would think. Another good place to look at this stuff if you're on Twitter is just to go to Jason Leopold's Twitter handle. He's from BuzzFeed and he's posting them all, and he's also just kind of putting in quotes the parts that are really important, which makes it a lot easier. But there are a lot of different elements to this. I know you mentioned the masks in the first segment. I think that's the one that people are really harping on, because for so long we've, you know, been fixated on these masks, whether or not we have to wear them. But I think the part of it that's really going to hurt Dr. Fauci and his career is the fact that he was putting down all these conspiracy theories from the very beginning, and he shouldn't have. I mean, he had information that this should be looked into, and instead of saying that, he debunked it before he looked into it.
Well, apparently, according to these emails, he was huddling or having his minions huddle with the people who were actually involved in gain of function or who were close to gain of function and trying to figure out ways to shut it down. Just by screaming that it was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and Rand Paul,
you know, kind of like Russian collusion hoax, Ukrainian hoax, Russians tapping into the electrical grid.
Right. And Rand Paul was absolutely
Donald
right.
Donald Trump knowing about the Taliban bounties.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's I could go on for days.
Yeah, and Rand Paul was absolutely right to say you're parsing your words. I mean, you can sit here and Dr. Fauci didn't want to say gain of function, and he wants to get around it and by saying, "Oh, well, it's not technically gain of function." Anyone with any common sense looks at this and goes, "Okay, they're bringing in bats. They're looking at bat feces. They had a woman in Wuhan, or I don't know if it was in Wuhan. They called the Bat Woman, and she was investigating all of these different chains and viruses." You don't have to be an expert to know what that is. So Fauci is just completely backpedaling now. It's so obvious.
603, hurt his career, isn't he, in his 80s? Yeah, he wants to go out feet first. They're going to need the jaws of life to pry him out of there. Again, remember, he has been, we have six people in the room right now. He has been in his hack job longer than all but one of the people in this room has been alive, and that would be me.
Right.
And I was in high school when he got the job.
And just imagine how people feel. I think timing, especially with Democrats, they're great with timing. Nothing's by accident, you know, nothing's a coincidence. And yesterday, Dr. Fauci announces this book's coming out, Expect the Unexpected. And I'm sure he got some pre-order clicks. That's how it works. And I just have to picture the virtue signaling liberals who had to throw away their Andrew Cuomo coffee table book. We're planning on putting the Dr. Fauci book in its replacement. Now this news breaks today. They must be thinking to themselves, are you kidding me? How many books do I have to throw away for Pete's
right.
sake?
And, you know, their hearts are broken yet again. You know, these are the same people who placed all their faith in Robert Mueller. And he turned out to be a bust out. But as I was telling you, Grace, earlier in the day, at least Mueller's excuse after seeing him at that hearing is he's got Biden syndrome, if you know what I mean. You know, what can they expect? I mean, this is painting Fauci as totally duplicitous.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely a lot of duplicity there. And I think that, I mean, forget Mueller. I think the other person who really was a big blow for these Democrats was Andrew Cuomo. I mean, he was a COVID hero. A lot of their COVID heroes have fallen. Their saints have.
I know, there were many people out there, Cuomosexuals, who were
America's boyfriend.
And if only they had been invited up to the governor's mansion to fix his cell phone, they would have responded differently than the secretary in his office.
Yeah, and it's amazing because all of these people keep showing their true colors. And part of me thinks to myself, all right, so Trump's been out of office now for what, 7 months? And
less than that.
You take all of these people, and I have to try to guess which one makes him the happiest, like to see their fall from grace. And if you talk to any of his people, like Jason Miller, they'll say, oh no, you know, he doesn't take any joy from this. But this guy got beat up for 4 years. You're telling me the Lincoln Project goes down, Andrew Cuomo goes down, Dr. Fauci goes down. You had said from the beginning these were bad people. They're all going one by one, politically dead in the water. He's celebrating this somehow with a cheeseburger, yeah, maybe, or a nice round of golf.
Some meatloaf. Some Mrs. Trump's meatloaf.
It must feel
and
good.
Mr.
He's
Trump's
right.
Wedge salad. Those are two of the big sellers on the Mar-a-Lago dinner menu.
Every person who hates Trump with a burning passion gets immediately lifted up by the press and becomes the new savior. Michael Avenatti was going to be our president. And then Andrew Cuomo was going to be our president. And Dr. Fauci was a saint. And all these people.
Don't forget, what's her name? Julie Swetnick?
Julie Swetnick. I mean, the list of people goes on and on who they thought were going to save
Kathleen
them.
Ford Blasey, or Blasey Ford, whatever her name is. UNC grad.
Christine Blasey Ford.
That's it. Christine, yeah. Blasey Ford. Tri-Delt.
Everybody.
Delta, Delta, Delta.
Everybody was the second coming until they weren't. And it's just another book in the drawer that you can't put out anymore. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that in as little as 20 minutes will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. I don't have a ton of time here, Howie, but I wanted to tell you, there was another hacking. This time it wasn't a pipeline. It was JBS, which is they're responsible for meat production. And Jen Psaki was asked about this by Peter Ducey, And her response, even for Jen Psaki standards, this was a really, really weak response. Let's do cut six, I think, Taylor.
Why do you think that these ransomware attacks have been rising since President Biden took office?
Well, first, I would say these are private sector entities who have a responsibility to put in place measures to protect their own cybersecurity. As it relates to why criminal actors are taking actions against private sector entities, I don't think I'm the right one to speak to that.
So total coincidence.
I think you could certainly go track down those cyber criminals in Russia and have a good chat with them.
Okay. If you have any leads, we'll take that.
This reminds me of when Mumbles Menino was running for mayor about 12 years ago, the late Mumbles Menino in Boston, and there was an uptick, a skyrocketing murder rate in Boston. And he said to his critics, he said, most of these murders happen in buildings. You can't blame me for any murders that happen in buildings. We don't own them buildings.
You can't blame them for anything that happens in the private sector. But I said this earlier, Howie. It's amazing that after this crushing year for the private sector, where government has just been all over them, ruining them, plexiglass restrictions, 6 feet apart, taxes up the wazoo, and now that they actually could use a little bit of help, a little bit of a strong person to stand up for them, they go, well, we're not in charge of anything. You're the private sector. Good luck with that. Call us when it's over.
By the way, here's another little... footnote to this guy from Eco Health Systems. His name is Dazak or something like that.
Dashok.
He's the one. He got $600,000 from Fauci, which he then bundled and sent over to the Wuhan lab virus. And you know, he has another moonlight. He moonlights. He works for Facebook.
Oh,
he's a fact checker on stories about the Wuhan lab link.
That's Leap. So convenient.
Isn't it? It's a small world.
I'm a fact checker.
I wouldn't
want
to have to paint
stuff.
It, but it's a small world.
Yeah, it really is. And more stuff is coming out about him because he had a lot of emails back and forth. Scott Hounsell was on my show earlier. He said, there's more to this guy, Peter Daszak, than meets the eye. So keep an eye out for that. By the way, Howie, just a quick update before I go. Biden and Joe Biden and Jill Biden are headed to Beach House midweek, Mark's 12th Delaware trip in 4 months. President Biden on Wednesday will make his 12th trip to Delaware since taking office.
Rehoboth Beach. I look on the bright side. At least he's not coming to Rehoboth, Massachusetts.
He honestly is worse than the state workers. I mean, talk about he's ending a short week for Biden.
It's like we used to say at the State House, it's the only place in the world where you say, have a nice weekend on Wednesday. Apparently now the White House is the same situation.
Seriously. I mean, the White House did not immediately offer a comment on the trip, but it's for Jill's 70th birthday. I love that. He returned to D.C. on Monday morning after spending most of Memorial Day weekend at his home in Wilmington. And now he's off. I want his schedule.
Did you know, by the way, that the Steamship Authority was hacked today? And it goes from Cape Cod, Woods Hole, to the islands. And I thought it was rather ironic it was hacked because a lot of hacks have worked at the Steamship Authority over the years. Some of them were named Bulger.
Mm. A lot of beautiful people are not going to be happy about this either.
I think most of the beautiful people, though, Grace, they fly down on their private jets now.
You'd be surprised. I have made a few trips to Martha's Vineyard, and you occasionally see a beautiful person on the station. They'll have other options, for sure, but...
You remember a couple of years ago, they were these college kids. They wanted to spend an extra day on Martha's Vineyard, so they phoned in a bomb threat.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
Never a good idea.
Yeah. It's not necessary, I guess, this year. Well, they say it's slowing everything down. 844-500-4242. Someone says Daszak got $600,000 for five straight years. So it's $3 million, not $600,000, as Fauci said. And he indicated, only $600,000. Yeah, I mean, was he under oath when he said that? Did he tell? Is that what he told Rand Paul? I can't remember. 844-500-4242. That's it, Grace?
That is it for me, Howard.
Thank you, Grace. Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone now. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders. But not with the Backstrong chair from All 33. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. If you sit more than 4 hours a day, if you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, and unmotivated, if you have back pain or loose feeling in your legs because you are sitting for extended periods of time, if you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need the Backstrong chair. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews. They love it down in my office in Boca. I told you they took it out of my office as soon as I left. I had to hunt it down when I returned. 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus. Get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I couldn't find that email from Dr. Fauci to his deputy, Hugh Auchincloss, telling him to stand by because they didn't want to get linked to the gain-of-function research, which was basically weaponizing the viruses to make them, putting them on steroids, you might say, in a way. But I went on the internet during the break to try to find a reference to this. It's kind of a smoking gun email, one of many, I think, that we're going to find. And the easiest place to find it was not in an American newspaper, believe it or not. It was in an Australian newspaper, The Australian. It's kind of like you have to go to the Daily Mail to find out any stories about unpolitically correct, unwoke crimes in America. So the Australian and English newspapers are more concerned about these Fauci bombshells out of these emails. So this is Dr. Fauci writing to his deputy at the NIAID, Hugh Auchincloss.
This is on a Saturday, February 1st.
It's a Saturday too. Okay, it's a Saturday. He attaches a 2015 research paper that describes the gain of function research, which is, again, it weaponizes him. So this is what Fauci says to his deputy. This is his email back with the attachment about the gain of function paper.
Hugh, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. I have a conference call at 7:45 AM with Azar. It'll likely be over at 8:45 a.m. Read this paper, as well as the email that I will forward to you now. You will have tasks today that must be done.
Cleaning up the stables in a medical research, public health sense, Dr. Auchincloss. That's what he meant. So Dr. Auchincloss, and again, Azar is the Health and Human Services Secretary at the time. Dr. Auchincloss replies, "The paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause." Because the government realized that this was insanity to be doing this kind of research. It's like Jurassic Park, only worse. You know, you can get the dinosaurs and stop them a lot easier than you can stop a virus once it gets loose. So before the gain-of-function pause, but have since been reviewed and renewed and approved by the NIH. We'll try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. Do we have plausible deniability, as the Nixon people used to say back in the day? I'm Howie Carr.